Purvis Short joins us on Sports Byline, the former small forward who played 12 seasons in the NBA, nine of those by the Golden State Warriors, who drafted him in the first round out of Jackson State, and then he went on to play for Houston and the New Jersey Nets. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years, Purvis, in interviewing athletes, no matter what the sport might be, is that they all seem to have the same approach and the same personality depending upon the position that they play. And I mean, linebackers all seem to be the same. Quarterbacks all seem to be the same. And I'm just wondering, in basketball, kind of that personality, the way they approach the game. What about the small forward? How do they view the game from that position?
Well, small forwards are, tend to be a little quiet, but very determined, very focused, and I really enjoy playing the game.
I also get the feeling that maybe they approach the game as that they don't get any respect because they're kind of in between size. They're not a power forward, and they certainly aren't a point guard. Maybe they can be a shooting guard. Am I correct in that observation?
Yes, you are. We think that as a small forward, scoring obviously is one of the strong suits, and that's what we always try to do well.
You come from a basketball family. You had a brother, Gene, that was a first-round draft choice, also out of Jackson State University. Tell me about growing up with your brother.
Oh, it was tough, man. He was a very good basketball player. Well, he was good in all sports. I, on the other hand, was not as good, in some of the other sports, and basketball was always a challenge early on. I really had to put in a lot of hours, and fortunately for me, I had a high school coach who really understood the fundamentals of the game, started working with me my 10th grade year, and everything started to come together after a couple of years of working with him. He was the one that designed my rainbow jump shot.
How many years between you and Gene?
There's 3-year difference between the two of us.
I was just wondering, did he mentor you in any way? Did you guys have any pickup games as you were growing up together?
Oh, yes, indeed. We had a lot of pickup games. We played against each other. And he was the reason I went to Jackson State. I always wanted to play with my brother. And we were able to play 1 year at Jackson together. And that was one of the most enjoyable years I've ever had.
And you know as well as I do, that can be a two-edged sword because if you have a brother who is a star, everybody's going to use him as your measuring stick. Did that ever come about when you were either at Jackson State or in the NBA?
Oh, absolutely. I was always measured against him, coming up through high school on into college, as well as once I entered the NBA. But I took it all in stride. For me, that was always a motivating factor. And I was always determined to, live up to those expectations and be the best that I could be.
You mentioned about the rainbow jumper, and I'm assuming that the small forward position maybe almost dictated that gave you an advantage. You were able to gain a couple of inches by being able to leap higher and shooting the jumper. Am I correct?
Yes, somewhat. I would say not so much leaping higher. It was the way the arc was placed on the shot. When I was growing up in Mississippi, my high school coach, to get me in the habit of always shooting a jump shot with a high arc, he used to have me shoot over this broomstick he would place in front of me, and I used to have to shoot hundreds and hundreds of shots every day over this broomstick till it just became second nature.
Let me take you back to Jackson State for just a second. A lot of people may not be familiar with that school. It's not a name that jumps out at you either as a powerhouse in football, college football, or maybe not even in basketball. Can you explain to people, the black schools and particularly Jackson State and others like that are schools that really have excellent athletic programs. Tell me a little bit about that school.
Yeah, Jackson State is a small school in the Southwest Athletic Conference and has produced some tremendous athletes. We have a lot of great athletes that came out of the Southwest Athletic Conference. Walter Payton, he went to Jackson State. I think everybody knows who Walter is, a tremendous running back, and he's no longer with us. We've had some very good basketball player, Larry Smith, one of my teammates at Golden State. He went to Alcorn, and so we've produced some very good athletes out of the SWAT.
I do know that in the NFL, they tend to look at the big schools for the big players and everything, but that does not seem to be the case in professional basketball. Are those schools scouted heavily? I mean, can you go ahead and be found easily if you happen to go to a Jackson State or other schools like that? And why is that in the NBA, Purvis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that these schools are looked at for the talent that that's there. In today's environment with the high-tech scouting techniques that are used, to me it doesn't matter where you go. You know, whether you're at a small school like Jackson State or you're at a larger school, you know, if you can play, you're going to be noticed. And once you're noticed, people are going to give you an opportunity to show what you can do.
You average better than 17 points per game, 4.3 rebounds per game, and 2.5 assists over your 12-year career in the NBA. And when you were at the Golden State Warriors, I always felt you were a fan favorite there. How did you feel about the way the fans treated Purvis Short?
Oh, man, I love the fans in the Bay Area, Ron. It was one of the most enjoyable times, throughout my career. I've always felt that the Warrior fans, unlike any fans in the NBA, you know, they supported us throughout, you know, the good times, the bad times. They were always with us. And there was no greater thrill, man, than playing before the Bay Area fans. It was wonderful.
Let me ask you about two games, both of them in 1984. You know where I'm going with this. You had a game of 59-point performance in a loss to New Jersey, and you've always said that the night that I scored the 59, it was a great shooting performance, but it wasn't one of my happier times because we didn't win. But tell me what it's like when you hit some early shots and you just got the sense that you really got it tonight. Well, what is that like?
Ron, it's one of those situations that every athlete dream about. You put in so much time practicing, perfecting your craft, trying to get to the point where everything that you've worked on falls into place, the moves, the shot, you know, the passes, everything just flows. And those two particular games, the basket obviously always seems a little bigger, but, you know, every move that you make, it seems as though, how the defense is going to react. You know right away, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. It's like you can see two or three plays ahead of you. And the focus is just tremendous. I think every athlete, tries to always get into this zone, if you will. And once you get there, your game just goes to another level. You just get the feeling and the confidence that no matter what you do, it's going to be the right thing. And I tell you, those are nights that, we always try to get to. Unfortunately, I had a couple of them. But the 59-point was probably one of my, best shooting nights. But, that was a game that we didn't win. But the 57-point night against San Antonio, I believe, was really a special night for me.
I would think, Purvis, that one of the challenges of having two nights like that is that after it's over with and you try to pick it apart to try to understand what is it that I did tonight that allowed me to do that, that it is really just mind-blowing because you really can't come up with any one thing that maybe Purvis Short did in that game. It's just that you got to embrace it for what it was. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you are, Ron. I tell you, man, I tried to duplicate everything I did on those particular days leading up to the games, during the game, everything, man. I ate the same food. I wore the same socks. I wore the same wristbands. I tried to duplicate everything.
And did you come up with anything after all this thought process about those two games?
No. Playing professional sports is, I think over 50% mental, you just have to train yourself to always try to tune in and be focused on the task at hand, really understanding, what needs to be done. But more importantly, putting in a lot of practice time, perfecting your craft, and hopefully, those two things can come together on any given night and you can have, these remarkable or spectacular nights.
With the minutes that we have left, I want to talk to you about something else. For the last couple of decades, you've been working with the Player Programs Department of the NBA Players Association, which helps current players in some of the areas such as career development, financial education, and health education. Look, you were a young man at one time, so you kind of know what young men think about when they are in the prime of their lives and their careers. And I'm just wondering, how open are our professional athletes now, even making more money, to hearing the message that you have about the afterlife and what happens during the course of their career?
Oh, they're extremely open. They're very open to the messages that we bring to them. You know, we work with, you know, various experts in these areas. And so as former players, you know, we can lend our experience, you know, as to, you know, what happened when we were playing, you know, things that we've experienced over the years, things that we've seen over the years. And we try to impart a lot of that knowledge to these younger guys so that hopefully they don't make the same mistakes. And, you know, our players have been very receptive. We've helped a lot of players. And so it's just a tremendous feeling, you know, to be able to give back to the game that was so good to you.
You mentioned about the mistakes that players like yourself or any others had made during that period of time. Are the mistakes that you guys made growing up any different than the mistakes that are being made by young players today?
There's not much difference. The only difference is, you know, with the technology today, the media today, you know, everything is, you know, out in the open, so to speak. But, you know, we all had family issues. You know, we all had issues with your agents, et cetera. You know, and so those type problems and issues still exist today.
How hard is it for a player to, when they step onto the court, forget about maybe they got a sick child or maybe they're dealing with something in their family or a business situation? How hard is it to kind of take that out of the focus?
Well, it's tough, but it's no different than what, you know, any other person has to deal with or has to go through. You know, you learn as you get older, you know, how to focus and tune things in when you need to and tune things out when you need to. And basketball has always been an escape, if you will. And it's just like, you know, what any other person does. You know, when you have something that you really enjoy, and, you know, once you're doing that, you know, you tend to forget about a lot of the other things that may not be going as well in your life, you know. And so as an athlete, you know, out on that court in between those lines, you know, that's where we were most comfortable at.
One of the things, Purvis, that I've observed over the years in covering sports is that I think we've lost some of the mentoring that used to go on. And I'm sure when you came into the NBA, there was somebody that took Purvis Short underneath their wing and kind of talked to them and gave them some insight into the league and everything. A, does that go on much? And if so, how does it go on? And also, who was it that took Purvis Short under his wing?
Oh, when I came to the Warriors, man, I was very fortunate to have guys like Clifford Ray, you know, Robert Parrish, the late Phil Smith, Sonny Parker. You know, a lot of those guys took me under their wings, you know, taught me what it meant to be a professional, taught me how to interact with the fans and how important it is, you know, to acknowledge the fans and appreciate the people that's coming in there night in and night out to watch you play and how, you know, every time you put on the Warrior uniform and you step between those lines, you give it everything that you have to give. You know, I do think that a little bit of that has been lost today, and we're trying to get back to that. We're trying to create what we call a professional skills camp with the Warriors, where we can bring in, you know, some Hall of Fame players, legends of the game, and, you know, teach skills and mentor. You know, a lot of these young players in the league, because that's so important, just like in any other profession, you know, for you to grow, for you to be the best that you can be in that particular area. You know, you need somebody that's been there. You need somebody to kind of take you by the hand and guide you down the road and, you know, steer you away from the potholes, if you will. So that's something that we're trying to get back to, and I'm very confident in that we will, and the league is just going to be that much better.
I want to thank you, Purvis. I was looking forward to reconnecting with you, because when I came to San Francisco as a television sportscaster, I remember covering your games and just loved that rainbow shot that you had. Thank you. You're welcome here anytime. Come back and visit with us again on Sports Byline, Purvis.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Purvis Short with us, former small forward who played 12 seasons in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors, 9 years with the Warriors, Houston Rockets, and the New Jersey Nets. And he currently works as the director of player programs for the NBA, and that is a very important area for these young players. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.